Earlier today, President Trump had a pop-up impromptu press conference on the White House lawn on his way to Indianapolis to unveil that new Republican tax overhaul. Remember that dead GOP health care plan? Well, not so fast. Yesterday, Republicans canceled their vote on their health care overhaul, saying they didn't have enough votes. Today, the president said that was only because one yes vote, a senator, was in the hospital, and he, the president, would bring a plan back for a vote next year. He also indicated he'd work with Democrats on health care. He made comments about his Health and Human Services Secretary, Tom Price, and Puerto Rico. Let's bring in NPR's lead political editor, Domenico Montanaro. Hi, Domenico.
Hey, there's a lot there.
Yeah, there is a lot. Let's listen to a little bit of what the president said. He said a yes vote was in the hospital, and that's the reason there wasn't a vote. CNN says that senator is out of the hospital, but the president went on to say this.
The point is this. Health care, we have it. We have the votes. Because of reconciliation, we have to wait till January, February, or March, which we'll do. But in the meantime, I will negotiate with Democrats to see if we can make a bipartisan bill. Yes, John.
Domenico, did they have the votes? And will he negotiate with Democrats? What's going on?
It's interesting he brings up the reconciliation deadline, which is September 30th, which is why they can't pass it now. But the fact is, kind of pulling that apart, all it means is that this budget process known as reconciliation means all you need is 51 votes to pass a bill. And we've been saying this for months, that Republicans could only lose two votes in the Senate in order to pass it to get to 51. So he does not have the votes. Republicans do not have the votes. You saw Rand Paul, John McCain, Susan Collins as firm no's, and there were others who were potential no's. You saw Ted Cruz, Mike Lee as a possibility, and Lisa Murkowski, who he nodded to today, saying, well, she said nice things, but anybody else could read that same statement that she put out as somebody who is hedging against the bill. So there's still a lot of work for Republicans to do, even to just get to 51 votes. And right now, they're going to try to use the reconciliation process to get a massive tax reform or tax overhaul bill through over the next couple of weeks and months. So that's really where they're at currently. As far as the senator who he said was in the hospital is actually Thad Cochran, who's a senator from Mississippi who was always on board with this health care bill. And he was not in the hospital. He was recovering from something and was out of the hospital. So not specifically correct on that point, but doesn't have the votes. And it's odd to say that he'd be negotiating with Democrats. You're left wondering, is this a stick that he's trying to use against Republicans to say, get your acts together, finally get on board by January, February, or March? Otherwise, maybe he'll bring the Chuck and Nancy show back.
Well, he also said today that he'd probably sign an executive order in the coming days that would allow people to buy insurance across state lines. Now, that would undermine Obamacare, but can he do that?
It's not clear what exactly that could mean. He could sign this executive order, but, you know, executive orders, as President Obama found, are limited. And we saw President Trump issue a flurry of executive orders to start his presidency. But again, those were found to have limited ability, you know, a limited legal standing as well. So, you know, it's not the same as an act of law, of legislation that could be passed. But what he could do, what the administration could do, is actively undermine the Affordable Care Act and limit things like subsidies, which is the big fear from healthcare advocates, that it could then cripple the marketplace. And in some respects, that's what Trump has said he wants to foment, to be able to create a crisis where there isn't one currently.
Look, he was asked about lifting the Jones Act. Puerto Rico had asked for this restriction on foreign ships delivering fuel to be lifted so that the island could get some precious fuel. The Trump administration did this for Florida and Texas after Irma and Harvey, but initially said no to Puerto Rico. A lot of people wondering about that. The president today said he might reconsider that, so maybe a little cleanup there in Puerto Rico. But what do you make of his refusing to rule out the firing of Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price for his use of a private plane? The president said, I'm not happy about that.
Well, I immediately thought back to his Boy Scout speech back over the summer, where he's kind of turned to former Congressman Price, Secretary Price, and said, you know, if he doesn't get the votes on health care, you know, maybe I'll say he's fired. Maybe I'll say you're fired. And, you know, it drew some laughs. Price kind of looked awkwardly about it. And now here we are again after a healthcare failure where this issue is somewhat separate, obviously, with the use of private planes. But I wouldn't say it's completely separated and completely unrelated, because it's also partially may have to do with the tax plan that they're trying to push forward. It's not a good look for the administration to have somebody flying around the country on private jets when they're trying to sell a tax bill that's supposed to help the middle class, which is the way they want to frame this, as opposed to Democrats who are saying that's mostly going to help the wealthy.
Well, I'll tell you, say one thing about the president today. Notice how the conversation has shifted from his candidate, the establishment candidate, Luther Strange, losing to Roy Moore in Alabama. You know, just a few hours ago, that's what we were talking about. Now it has shifted, and we'll see what happens by the end of the day. NPR's lead political editor, Domenico Montanaro. Domenico, thanks as always.
Glad to do it.